Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
I wasn't picking it up. Anyway.
Well, that was a technical difficulty. We were trying to come in on some music, and I was going to freestyle, but our technical engineer, David Young, wasn't prepared. Shout out to Dave.
Yeah, thanks. That's a mess that I messed up.
Are we on now?
Yeah, we're on.
What's up, Kaylin?
Dave
Olo?
Didn't mess up.
He did mess up.
No, it was the cloud.
The cloud. Cloud messed up.
What does that mean?
It's too technological.
Yeah.
I'll explain when you're older.
Do we got the music?
I'm older now.
Let me see.
Oh, I thought it was playing and we just couldn't hear it.
No, it's not behind.
Oh. Well, what's up, guys?
What's happening? Welcome to Table Talk. I'm comedian Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
And I am so lost in the moment that I forgot to greet everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in with me. As always, I'm here with David Young.
Hey.
And Kaylin Olu.
Yes, yes. What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
And we've got a couple more people that are going to be sliding through at some point during the show. But anyway, yeah. So I helped Dave make some challah today. That's my most exciting news about today.
Challah. Yeah.
Dave says to me, in about 45 minutes, I need to go punch the challah. I'd never heard anything like that.
You're like, I'll eat if you need to.
Are all Jewish recipes so aggressive?
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, no, you have to stomp on matzo balls in order to make them.
That's
good.
Ridiculous.
Stomp on matzo
balls.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's where they get all the good spices and everything.
What a dick. I was totally believing him too. I'm like, is that true?
What exactly is challah?
Challah is in the most basic sense, it's bread. But I make this bread. It's a Jewish bread. It's grated. It's got poppy seeds on it, and I make it from scratch. And it's the best bread in the world.
It's really good. You know what, challah, Dave's challah, and it's got honey in it.
Yeah.
He forgot the most important part.
It's made with milk and honey, which is kind of symbolic of the whole
Jewish
thing. The land of milk and honey coming out of Exodus.
No, I don't know what that means.
Milk and honey are important to Moses and them.
Reggie?
You
are a Jew out Christian, you?
I know.
Dave is very Old Testament. He just doesn't like the New Testament. That New messes him up.
Yeah.
He just don't like the part where Jesus comes around.
He doesn't do it for me.
How was everyone's weekend?
That's pretty pretty okay. You've got a big week coming up.
Yeah, I do actually. I have a competition tomorrow. I'm sorry, Thursday at the Basement Theater.
Oh, yeah.
175 West Wallaco Road. The show starts at 8, so come on out. I believe the tickets are like $10.
But it's not just a regular show, though.
It's a competition for Atlanta's Top Comic.
And is it not the final?
It's the final.
It's the final.
The last show. It's 6 comedians, including myself. And we're going to get up there. We're going to battle.
So how do you win? Are there judges, or does the audience judge?
They have judges, and then they take an audience poll.
Yeah. Well, what happens is there are judges, and the audience can rate each comedian 1 to 10, and then they do some little math with all that stuff and come up with who was the funniest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
are you ready to win? Where are you going to win?
Money, a trophy, the title of Atlanta's Top Comic.
Bragging rights, say you're the funniest person in Atlanta.
And I'm pretty sure more shows, which is always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
Yeah, so I hope to win.
Continuing income.
Yeah, I hope to win. I got a lot of funny stuff that I want to talk about, but there's a lot of funny comedians going up with me, so it's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah. If you don't like this, you may as well just not hang out in Atlanta comedy clubs.
Perhaps.
This is it.
Yeah, we got a lot.
This is the creme de la creme, homie.
Yeah.
I like my beat down low. I prefer my top laid back.
And my joke's funny, damn it.
And my jokes are funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to jump into, speaking of my beat down low, I'm probably back. If you guys didn't hear about it, there was Floyd Mayweather has spit out, and he was doing a press conference, and he started going in on T.I. and Tiny again. He was referring to T.I. as simple maintenance. And he said boldly that he had had sex with Tiny in this press conference.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think he did. No, he did. I watched the video.
They have a sex tape?
Oh, you don't think he actually had sex with her? No, I don't. Maybe not. But the fact of the matter is, regardless of if he did, they got a family with like 14 kids.
Oh,
and it's like, if you're a dude that brings up the fact that you slept with somebody to try to get you a little more notoriety, I think it's a bitch move.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's about the notoriety.
And I think Mayweather has fair weather friends. We've seen him all over town with all different kinds of celebrities. I think he's just reaching all the time. He's just constantly freaking reaching for attention.
It is who he is, like, as a champ. You know what I mean?
How long ago did he retire?
Wow, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago when he came out. Okay. But I mean, if you go look at a lot of boxers, especially champion boxers, they have a bit of arrogance about themselves. But it's just like he's coming close to the end of his career, a good career, which it was. So I think a lot of the stuff right now, to me, is just self.
Yeah.
Except with Tiny, well, I didn't.
I feel pretty good about that.
His approach has just been, it's just like, let it go. It's just like a ex-girlfriend that is constantly like just bringing up, well, you didn't blah, 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 and you cheated on me. Well, we're not together, and we haven't been together for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So why are you still talking about the fact that I may or may not have cheated on you? Like, I'm telling you, it's just such a, Mayweather's like such a bitch move to me.
Yeah. It's just what he, like I said, it's what he's used to doing. So,
he's itching to fight somebody because it's been too long.
Well, he's used to talking smack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hey, it is what it is. But maybe next time he'll have somebody with a violin on stage with him. Nice little one. Nice size. Not the world's smallest. Maybe a nice. Maybe the world's biggest size.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Stop messing with people that got kids.
Yeah.
I'm saying they got like 20 kids. Stop trying to mess with their family.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Mess with married people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back it up, Floyd Mayweather. Wasn't he hanging out with Bieber and?
Everybody's hanging out with Bieber.
And everybody is hanging out with Bieber.
I don't know why, but
he's got a lot of money,
and he
buys a lot of weed.
Yeah.
He always has weed on him.
Dope dealer.
Except it's free.
Right. I want to smoke some of that Bieber weed.
Bieber weed.
It's so good that he's hanging out with Floyd Mayweather. What were you gonna say?
He would never smoke a drink. By the way, he said that. Do you believe that? Mayweather he's never
been drunk or got high?
Never in his whole life. No, I can believe that he didn't do it during his career because that would be bad for him. And even then, I'd be kind of surprised if he didn't. But no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh.
Especially not hanging out with David.
Yeah, you kind of have to be high for that.
So if rappers keep calling cocaine Miley Cyrus and Christina Aguilera, then we should be able to call good weed Bieber.
Well,
I got that Bieber. What you want, a dub of that Bieber? I want 3.5 of that Bieber.
Well, the reason they call cocaine Miley Cyrus
white girl.
Is because it's white.
Yeah.
So we would have to like
come up with somebody green, Marvin the Martian or something.
Or the Grouch.
We got that Grouch. I would never want to smoke weed that's called Grouch. You're going to end up living in a trash can and having a hateful attitude about everybody that you meet? I'm not interested.
Well, I think the Grouch was a big pile of weed.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that seems... Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, that trash can was the high, the stash spot.
Yeah.
He was so loud.
He was very loud.
And Big Bird was always hunkered down behind that fence doing God knows what. Probably having sex with people, giving them chirpies. It'll take a minute for that to set in.
Chirpies.
Wow,
they don't have
dark.
A cure for chirpies.
Sesame Street is not the same street I knew.
What if he came out and had a sore on his beak?
Well, guys, I'm not going to be here next week. I got to go to the doctor.
Why do people pick apart Sesame Street so much? Like, Bert and Ernie were clearly
it's so
partners.
It's crime for people to just...
Right. Was it... Oh, yeah, it was David Chappelle that said the Snuffleupagus was a crackhead.
I don't know, probably.
Yeah. I'm like, we talked about Sesame Street and time too long.
Yeah. What else were we going to talk about?
I was trying to hold off and wait until some of the girls got here. I'm definitely going to have to hold off and wait. Let's talk about movies. I saw Planet of the Apes last week.
How was that without giving away any spoilers?
Well, if I want to give away a spoiler, I'm going to, Dave. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. It was really good. And, you know, I'm infamous for saying that I don't want to see, if I see a movie that's supposed to be in 3D and I don't see it in 3D, I spend the whole time going, oh, should I saw it in 3D? Mm. This is not that movie. I feel like you can go and get the full effects of this movie without it being in 3D. It was really good.
That's good to know.
It was a little more predictable than the last one. But I think the last one, not like I didn't see Planet of the Apes, the original, but the last one was like, you know, I've just never seen anything like it. Those apes look like real, real, real.
That was pretty cool.
So this time they really look real, real.
The original one, or not the original, the last one with Franco, I found weird because I noticed how useless a character his girlfriend was. And normally I'm not that feminist, like, oh my God, the female needs a role, but she didn't do anything but provide a person for him to be in love with, and then that was it. She just may as well not have been there.
That really was it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it kind of made Caesar feel some type of way, like everybody was moving on and evolving without him, and he realized that, you know, at that point that he may not ever have a family. I think that was kind of part of the reason that she was there. Because remember, he started to feel that disconnect with him. With the family, because he was...
Yeah, but he could just as easily have had that with Franco.
Kids? Caesar and Franco can have kids?
Hopefully not.
I'm sure Franco would try.
That would probably jumpstart the Planet of the Apes.
That would explain why they can talk now. Yuck. Gross. Well, then we fucking get bestiality jokes into the show. That's awesome. I just like James Franco. I wish...
Yeah,
I understand why he wasn't in this movie. Because I get it, but I wanted him to be in my heart.
Yeah.
I really like him.
It was good anyway.
Yeah, it was really good. I think it's at some point this week, you and I are going to try to check out Transformers.
Yeah, I'm probably up for that.
And Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
We watched a very disgusting movie.
Yeah.
2 days ago that disturbed me to the point of no return called Cheap Thrills.
I told you what that was about, and you volunteered to watch it.
Yeah, Dave, but here's the thing. When you know, the whole concept of this movie was to see how far you could push yourself.
Right.
Like, this couple offers him, these two schmucks, $100 to get some girl to slap them at the bar. And then many, many, many bumps of cocaine later, it evolved into the most disgusting movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
It was pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it was pretty disturbing.
The girl that was in the movie just seemed so desensitized to life.
Yeah.
Like, nothing impressed her.
Yeah.
And then she had sex with that dude in front of her husband. Don't watch this movie. Listen, I'm saving you.
If you like dirty, nasty, messed up horror movies.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah, but it was a little weird for me.
Yeah.
When they cooked the dog, I think that's when I don't think there's been a point where I honestly wish the movie was over so bad since Glitter with Mariah Carey.
That's a different end of the spectrum.
Or Crossroads with Britney Spears. That was another movie that I tried to suffer through. I'm sure neither one of you have seen that. Well, good. You saved yourself a lot of time and energy. Pat yourself on the back and say congratulations. It was a weird movie. Did we talk about The Counselor last week?
I think we did. And I still only have seen the first half of it, so maybe next week we can talk about the whole thing again.
Right.
I saw a movie called I, Origins last night, which just came out in theaters. It had some ideas that seemed interesting, but it was kind of not that great overall. It was trying to be uplifting and spiritual, and like, the main character is this hipster scientist who studies...
A hipster scientist.
Yeah.
And keep going.
He studies...
Did he have, like, a handlebar mustache?
No.
And he was wearing a fedora and a dirty t-shirt?
He had glasses.
Okay.
And like, a dirty collared shirt. But anyway, he studied eyes and was, like, trying to discover... He said that he was trying to discover all the different evolutionary steps between animal with no eyes and humans, and all the different levels of how complex their eyes were in between. And he said that if he could discover every level in between, like evolution, that would disprove God, which just seemed dumb in the first place because I don't think it would.
Your optometrist documentary about anti-Jesus.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it wasn't a documentary. It was weird, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So he falls in love with this girl with these unique eyes, and then something really bad happens with that, and...
What happens? It's really bad.
I don't like giving away plot points like you do.
I'm never going to watch it.
Yeah, but somebody out there might.
I'm really not. And everybody just listening is not going to watch it either. So now I just want to know what happened.
All right. She,
I pleaded that quick in a mug, didn't I? You're like, okay.
No. Something bad happens and he goes globetrotting to try to find her. So.
She gets kidnapped or something?
He goes to Idaho and he goes to India and he's trying to find her. With her eyes.
First of all, if I ever get kidnapped and they take me to Idaho or India, I am over it already before you even get there.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to India where the wife burnings are prominent.
I don't know about that. I don't know much about India, but I don't think that's true.
It's true about the wife burning.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. Don't you ever watch Oprah, Dave?
I must have missed that episode.
Yeah, they do, like, if they have the whatchamacallit between the families, the dowry.
Okay.
And if so, initially the family will ask for the groom's family will ask for a certain amount of money from the daughter's family, and they'll like say $20,000, and that's their dowry. Back in the day, that would have been 40 cows, 2 sheep, and a goat or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, after some time passes, 6 months or a year into the wedding, and they feel like that they still need more dowry, they'll try to get more money from the bride's family. And if the bride's family don't have it, then they will pour gasoline on these women and set them on fire. And there are hospitals full of these women that have been set on fire, and they all say the same thing, that it was a kitchen accident.
Wow.
And there's like 50 of these women in one room. Like it's crazy. All because they couldn't pay their dowry.
Damn.
They were just trying to kill them off. They were like, oh, word? You ain't got my $20,000?
I don't even want to make a joke about that.
It's terrible. Damn it. That's
yeah.
That's my vision of India.
Well, I don't think it's
Oprah.
All like that.
No, I'm certain it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, we can move on from that movie.
My disdain for third world countries right now. Well, I guess it's not a third world country, but...
Well...
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are you scared to say anything about India because with your well-traveled ass, you're afraid that somebody from...
I'm going to go there and somebody's going to be like, I heard you talking on the radio.
I have a few Indian friends. Like a few, and some are cool, some are not, much like everybody else.
Yeah,
much of the white friends and black friends that I have.
Yeah, a-holes come in all shapes and sizes
and ethnicities.
Yep.
And that's a great little message. We're done then. Let's just hang up the phone on tabletop. we've got our lesson. So I want to say thank you, Dave, for coming over and hanging out with me. I was really having a funk night a couple nights ago, and David came over, and we drank a lot of cheap whiskey.
Yep.
And other things.
Yep.
That rhyme with Farahana. We had some Bieber. And Dave, knowing that I was in a sad mood and how much I love Method Man, just proceeded to play the Tecal album all night in my drunken state.
And played Name That Tune. It was nice.
I love Method Man so much. I still love Method Man. Wu-Tang kept me cool during high school. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what did it.
That's whatever, Dave. The only thing that kept me kind of cool was Wu-Tang. That was even before I started smoking weed. So I don't even know what I had in common with them back then.
Wow, you started liking Method Man before you started smoking weed?
No, I started liking Method Man after Wu-Tang. Because even as a small child, I knew that cash ruled everything around me.
Yes.
With the money.
Dream.
Don't let it go, y'all.
Exactly.
Even did I knew that. I don't know why I got so hooked on Wu-Tang.
Yeah. I like him. They're good too.
And it's just fun being high and hearing whoopsh, whoopsh, whoopsh. Their whole thing is a kung fu album.
Can't beatbox like heaven. So.
No, you can't.
No.
It's okay, though. I said, no, you can't. I got mad at you. I got mad at you because you couldn't beatbox.
I don't know about beatboxing skills.
I don't even know why. I'm trying to think if we've got anything else.
We watched another half movie just now that not really enough to talk about.
We watched Fade to Black the other night.
Yeah.
If you've never seen the Jay-Z documentary, it's everything.
And it's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube?
Yeah, that's how I found it.
Really?
Yep.
I thought you found it on. Oh,
yep.
You said YouTube. Oh.
Yep.
Shut
up.
Yep. Whole conversation in my head. Right back there. The Malaysian flight
was found.
Well, there was another one that was shot down.
Oh.
That wasn't the
one
same
significant?
One. Yeah, there were 260 people killed.
So there have been two Malaysian flights that you wouldn't have wanted.
They
to be
said
on.
That the most recent one in this last week was shot down by Russian missiles.
Oh. What's going on with Malaysia?
I don't know. And we're not talking about the chick from Basketball Wives either. Joke you'll never get. No. Not ever.
Yeah, is that somebody's real name on that?
Mm-hmm. Quick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, that. Have you seen the previews for that movie about the Hella Storm?
Hella Storm?
You know what I'm talking about?
The Perfect Storm?
It's not The Perfect Storm with George Clooney.
Is it a new one that's coming out?
It's a new
soon?
One that's coming out, and
yeah.
I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's essentially 200-mile-an-hour winds, like multiple tornadoes. Caitlin, have you seen the previews for that movie about that the big storm movie or whatever? You know what I'm talking about? It looks crazy. The natural,
have you seen anything this week?
So long.
No.
Anyway, tornadoes scare the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah, they do have a new Twister coming out.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not called Twister.
No,
yeah.
But it may as well be Twister.
Yeah.
You don't even know, David.
I've
never seen that. Yeah, there was a Twister on I-20. I don't know if you guys heard, but I guess there was a police speed chase.
Today?
Yeah, in I-20. I always want to catch one of those, like, in the moment. You know what I mean? Like,
wouldn't
oh,
you have
man.
To be driving really fast to see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or be the one in the chase.
True. Yeah, that's one way to make it happen.
Can you imagine being in a police chase?
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Unless you've just got pounds and pounds of drugs in the trunk.
Or OJ.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you killed somebody, or didn't kill somebody, as the case may be.
You know that OJ didn't kill us all. Did you guys know that came out?
How did they prove that?
DNA. Yeah. Like, actually real forensic work, instead of just the glove, it don't fit. And then Kim Kardashian's dad made everybody famous.
Huh.
That's what happened the first time. But it was his son. It was OJ's son.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
Wow. And his son just let his dad go to jail like that?
Well, he wasn't going to take the rap.
Into the Storm is the name of the movie.
Yeah, but, I mean...
He was probably protecting his son. As much, even if he knew that he did it, he was probably like... Regardless, he's probably like, they're going to frame me for this.
So his whole book, If I Would Have Done It, was all just right in his son's face of, well, my son did it wrong, but if I did it, I would have done it this way.
I think he just went crazy.
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
OJ.
Come out with a book called If I Did It.
Yeah, I think that he, I think he just went crazy after a while.
Yeah, it seems like it. A lot of hits to the head, football.
Well, a lot of hits to the head and a lot of hits to,
Where are you going with this?
Speaking of football,
Almost back.
Yeah, it's almost back. It's like I'm starting to get football fever now.
Yeah.
I was watching a rewind game the other night on NFL Network. It was Green Bay and Cincinnati, and for a second I forgot that it wasn't live.
Ah.
I was right there in it. I was like, oh, no.
Because you don't really know who's going to win either. Unless you're like really one of their fans. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I can't wait for it to start back. There's still a lot of crazy stuff going on in basketball. You guys know I'm an Indiana fan at heart, and we did lose Lance Stephenson last week to the Charlotte Hornets.
I think I heard about that.
Yes. Tragic loss. I don't want to say tragic, but I wish he would have stayed. But, hey, I wish him well. I still think the Pacers would be good this year. Everybody's talking to Cleveland now.
Yeah.
The Lions back home.
But he's not going to do anything. He's the only player on that team, in my ignorant estimation.
In my ignorant estimation?
Does he have teammates?
Yeah, he has a pretty good team. Cleveland. They got Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Wiggins, the number one draft pick, which they might be trading for something else. I don't know what they're going to do with that. But I don't know. I called LeBron last night and I asked him, you know, how he felt about the upcoming season. He didn't answer, so I just left him a message.
Yeah.
Just a voicemail. Sent him a text.
Yeah.
It was Instagram.
Well, when I talked to him yesterday, he was like, you know, I'm just glad to be home.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's
he's a man of few words.
So, did you make it to the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert last week?
No, but Dave did.
I was backstage, actually. No joke.
Oh, wow.
I was part of the setup crew in the production crew.
Wow. So did they get married at the end?
Pretty much.
If I went to that concert, I would have wanted them to get married at the end, and then I want Kanye and Kim to come up on stage.
That's never going to happen.
I want Rihanna and to come and get married.
A three-way joint marriage all at the same time.
It'd be the greatest concert.
No, but I saw some of the video
that.
The show with Blue Ivy that my friend Tally posted.
Yes, and she had me jealous the whole night. I had to stay off Instagram because of your friend Tally, who was right up front.
Yeah,
I know. I told Dave. I said, if you'd have looked over your right shoulder, you just seen Tally like this with the phone.
I was a little distracted.
Tally has a new Porsche.
She gets the Porsche right inside and parked it on the front row. It was like, we're going to watch the concert from here.
On the hood.
This isn't a drive-in of the Georgia Dome. It is now.
I know, that Jay-Z and Beyonce, there was something going on with their hotel room. They actually called me last week and asked if they could stay at the house, which I said was cool, you know. But I didn't like the fact that they kind of left Ivy there, right there.
Where?
You know, right there at the house for me to watch when I was at the concert.
What the hell?
You know what I mean? But it was awesome.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, I did hear the show. It was an awesome show. One of my coworkers actually went to it.
And
she said one of the greatest concerts she's ever been to. So I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
That's cool. I know it sounded nice.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. And it did sound nice.
Yeah.
They had, I think it was three or maybe four or five even. It just practically everything behind them was a giant video wall, and the walls were moving around, and they were shooting fire through it, and they had like 300 or more moving lights. It was.
And they didn't have anyone open up for them. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it was cool. A bit crazy.
It's going to be on HBO, I think, this fall. They're kind of. I don't know if they're going to do it. If they're going to do one city or if they're going to do a few cities.
you know, kind of combined together, but it'll be awesome to see in this coming fall, I believe, September.
Okay.
People are so infatuated with Jay-Z and Beyonce anyway.
Yeah.
Like, they want to know, we want to know, and not myself included, like, what are they doing? Were they at the house right now? What are they doing at the house? Are they,
That explains why in the background, I don't know if this was a music video, because I
haven't seen it. Hold that thought 1 second, Dave. Hold that thought. Welcome, Epiphany, to the show.
Hello.
What's up, Epiphany?
I'm just hanging out being handsome.
It's so awesome to have another female on the show. I want to talk about Love and Hip Hop so bad, and I couldn't because I was waiting on Epiphany to get here because y'all clowns
don't know anything about it. I'm here.
What were you saying, Dave? Sorry about that.
I don't even remember anymore.
Beyonce?
They were playing, like, I don't know if it was a music video because I haven't seen all their music videos or if it was just a home video. It looked like a home video. They were just playing in the background. They had some of the screens were what they were doing right there and then, and some of the screens were like home videos or some crap like them on a speedboat just laughing for no reason.
Because they're rich.
Right.
I want to know what they're doing at all in mind. There should be like a Jay-Z website where you can like be a voyeur. You know, you can just.
Well, as busy as they are, I have to say they're obviously not doing each other.
True.
Well, they might find time in between concerts.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been
working on another.
Take it from me, being on tour, doing, you know, this day, doing two shows a day is a lot. Even if doing one show a day.
I don't have the energy.
I don't know. That's not true, though, because I had relations when I was on tour. Anywhere I could get it. I'm like, really? You want to, right now? Let's go.
They should just cut out the middleman and do it on stage.
That would sell some
tickets.
That
would sell way more tickets.
It sold out anyway. They'd have to do three shows in each city.
No,
how many?
Things would you be? Yo, B, I don't want to sleep with you tonight, B. I'm just going to sleep by myself.
She'd be like, every time she'd hear, you ready, B? She'd be like, oh.
I'm just so full of revenge.
So I can get the hell out of here.
There's been so many different remakes of that Partition song.
I thought that was pretty cool for her to just like put it out there that, hey, I'm sucking my man's penis right now. So.
But she's married. It's like she said,
I'm
sick of no. Those days are long gone. Destiny
Child.
You're
a grown ass woman. I want to hear about you sucking some dick.
I don't know if I want to hear about it.
I do. I was like, I do. Ooh, me again.
Don't you vicariously
want to
live through
Jay-Z,
though? And just know
that
BS, please.
I used to date Beyonce.
I still do.
Well, this was back. This
sounds
was
like
probably,
a rivalry.
It's been about 10 years ago. Yeah, it's been about 10 years.
Really?
We kind of split up. We took different paths.
They were still together then.
Yeah, that's why we split up. It was just, you know, I was with.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared for your life. Just even halfway joking about having sex with Jay-Z's wife. That's so frightening to me. He's from Marcy.
Yeah, be you out there.
The Marcy Project.
I love you.
It's your boy.
So now that Epiphany's here, I got to do it.
Finally.
This is bubbling up, Epiphany. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
So they filmed the reunion last week.
Right.
In New York.
Right.
And it's not on yet. They just did the season finale show last night. But this reunion has sparked a whole lot of controversy.
So, I mean, what happened exactly?
So, Jocelyn Hernandez, or Jose, as some people call her.
I call her Jorge, but, you know, whatever.
She's a little suspect on the transgender site. Maybe. I'm just saying. So she was apparently coked out of her mind during the reunion show.
Oh, yes. I saw that. See, I thought that was just her in her natural state.
She has always been a little crackish, but from what I understand, she was like going to the bathroom every 5 minutes.
Well, maybe that's just the way she deals with who she is. I mean, you can't judge her.
Yeah, well, Benzino's been posting videos of her all week on Instagram with her cracked out of her complete ever-loving mind.
And I've seen
you talking about Jocelyn?
Yeah.
I saw her in the studio when she was, like, going at Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like she was making a horror movie, like Michael Myers 5 or something. Like, she was just in the background screaming. She was like, Nikki!
It just wasn't right.
Get with her! that, you know, that path in your head where it's like, nah, I'm just going to keep all that right there. I ain't never going to let that out. The drug went in. It was like, nah, we're going to open that door right there. And she just spilled everything. She was like, nothing.
And I thought it was
going to
be like the exorcism. I thought it was going to do that too.
Green. I had no clue what was going to happen.
She's like,
Stevie. 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 She
sounds like her nose is stopped though all the time. Stevie. She looked like she'd been waiting all month for her food stamps to come. And they don't come, but she don't find out until she at the store ready to ring up her whole grocery cart.
She looks that thing that you see in The Ring before you die, with the eyes all drooped down. It's so bad.
She's like you woke up at 3 a.m. with a fart, like right to the nose.
She's got a great body though.
Yeah, I would never find out.
I'm scared because I don't know if she has between her legs.
She probably does cocaine before she works out. That would be a hell of a workout.
I'm convinced.
70 more squats. Let's go.
Pre-workout. I don't know.
I just want to do squats. I just want to do squats and talk at the same time. I just want to do squats and tell you about everything that you don't want to hear. Let's just do some squats, guys. Hey, let's get on the treadmill. I just want to get on the treadmill for a little while. Maybe that'll be a good time.
Planking time.
You roll around the gym. Hey, are you working out today?
How long have you been here? 4 hours. I've been in the gym for 4 hours. I can still keep going. More squats, squats. Let me go to the bathroom first.
No, but Jocelyn.
She probably has cocaine Gatorade. So.
I don't even watch Love and Hip Hop, but Jocelyn just looks like even if I believe she's a woman, I'm just gonna put that out there because I think if she wasn't, that we would somehow find out by now at this point with everything that's going around. Like I'm pretty sure there's somebody with X-ray vision. Glasses made by Google that has probably looked her up.
Well, her medical records, somebody would know.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody would have known that she was Jose, and then on Wednesday of next month, she was Jocelyn. I just think that she's just, I think she did a lot of cocaine back in the day. Here's my theory on her life. I feel like she was probably cracked out, probably did a whole lot of coke. Stevie found her in the strip club, cleaned her up, bought her an ass, and then put her on Love and Hip Hop.
That seems reasonable.
Buy her an ass.
There's nothing wrong with that. And if Stevie J would like to buy me an ass, well, considering the fact that he's over $1 million in back pay on child support, perhaps you shouldn't be spending his money
on
anyone's ass. Mm-mm. Take care of them kids. Don't you do that.
Does he even know if they're his, though?
Probably. He seems like he'd be an old DNA tester.
Rats in the face.
Oh, so they're definitely him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up.
Did the Ninja Turtles come out yet?
No, thank God. I saw the preview. I'm not excited.
Okay.
You know what I did see? I went and saw Planet of the Apes in 3D.
We talked about that earlier today. I went to see it as well.
Just for all
oh, yeah. I remember when I asked you to go with me, and you didn't. Well,
no.
Yeah, she
really
wants to go see it.
So after I asked you to see it again. Okay. I mean, I just wanted to let you know I got set up by Epiphany. I just wanted to share that with all of our listeners. What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, it was a beautiful storyline.
Talk more in the mic.
I'm sorry?
There you go.
Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it was a beautiful storyline. I thought that it did a great job of incorporating the past films in there. And... how it, you know, brought it all around full circle.
Caesar's a bad
right?
mother.
Caesar is that man. He's
okay,
that dude.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
I love to spoil movies when I know that I'm spoiling them.
All right, so let's go into this. This is my first time doing this, but this whole Michael Sam deal. And
oh, man.
What specifically?
Yeah.
Why is it an issue? Why do we feel the need to even talk about it? I mean, he's a gay dude that came out.
I mean,
okay,
he's the first, though.
I get it.
It's going to be an issue.
I would have to say the NFL and the general public are immature.
Well, I mean, I didn't get as much as the cupcake when I came out.
Yeah. I don't think it's immature. He's the first.
Everybody made a big deal about that kiss.
The first gay person in football. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's a bigger deal?
I mean, you had Jason that came out and did it.
Well, football. That's what I meant. Football. Okay. Football. And like, you got to look 10, 20 years down the line. He's going to be that figure, that person that people are like, he was the first. You know what I mean? So it might not be big right now to you, but like 20 years from now, that's going to be, he's going to be the Jackie Robinson of gay football players.
It's going to be a gay football league.
Gay football, GFL.
The GFL. I know that locker room would be tidy, honey. I know this.
Hello.
I know the locker room would be beat, honey. I know this.
Ready. Ready, set,
go.
Don't touch me.
Blue 53.
Magenta 47.
Play 69. Ready, set.
All right.
Illegal
play.
Holding of the ball. Hello.
I know one thing. Every single play will be a delay of game. The quarterback would not want to remove.
Is
his
he
hands.
A center?
The quarterback would not want to remove his hands. Ready? Oh, I like this position. Set. I'm just gonna stay here for a second.
Oh, not yet. Time out. Let's huddle. I mean huddle.
No, but. He's the first, though. I think. Are you talking about because of the ESPYs?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Because you.
What I didn't want the ESPYs. You taped it.
Yeah, I did.
It was
cool. The ESPYs. First of all, shout out to Drake.
Drake was phenomenal.
Man, who
phenomenal.
Did
it? I mean, he was charismatic. He was funny. He was handsome as all get out. I mean, Drake was. Perfect.
Well, Drake
perfect.
Was an actor before yeah. he was a rapper.
Well,
so he's
well
he's
what
was
a lot still. Of people don't realize is that a lot of people were calling Drake a groupie because he was going to all these sporting events and hanging around all the athletes. But he was actually, I think, prepping himself for this event. So, I mean, shout out to Drake.
How long in advance did he know that he was going to do that?
I think he probably knew last year he was going to do that.
Probably so. But, I mean, he really composed himself. Like, it was awesome. Like, I didn't even... realize that was Drake anymore.
I forgot.
Yeah. But
I saw 3 minutes of it. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was funny. It was everything.
He was funny on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he was funny on
yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was
but
funny on Saturday Night Live.
Back to the Michael Sam thing. I guess what they did was like, I guess they gave him a tribute.
Well, they gave him a Courage Award.
Yeah, a Courage Award for coming out.
And he hasn't even played one game yet.
That's
not
what
me.
I have a concern
with.
That's my issue. That's,
I'm much more interested in if he's
issue.
Good or not.
Because
if he's the worst player in the league, who cares if he's gay or straight?
Yeah. Well,
can he play ball?
He's not the first gay player that's
he's
terrible.
He's
I don't
even
know if I should put him on my fantasy team.
Right,
and
right.
If not, get the hell out of here.
I want to see him do good now because he had a bad showing at the combine. So I'm like, I'm with you guys. I'm like, he hasn't even done anything yet, and you know, let's see how good of a player.
If he becomes a superstar, maybe it's a big deal. But right now, he's a late round pick.
He's
on
got
the
a
Rams.
Lot of pressure
what
on him.
What if LeBron comes out tomorrow? Like, what would happen?
That might overshadow Sam.
Savannah kicked his ass. That's what
Savannah?
Happened.
His wife.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, all Savannah, Georgia?
Why does Savannah
why
Georgia care?
Why are they mad at him?
Savannah's nowhere near Cleveland.
His wife would kick his ass.
Yeah, well, after that.
There would be no after that.
Jersey sales would go, like, through the roof. He already has the number one jersey. Michael Jordan last year was the most popular name in basketball, even after retirement. And this year, LeBron actually replaced that after the announcement, by the way.
How did they get that? Twitter trends?
I don't know. I don't know how they come up with that. But
hashtag?
It is a...
Could be.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because Michael Jordan is now just representative of everything great. You could be the Michael
yeah.
Jordan of cleaning
right.
your house. I mean,
I am the Michael Jordan of cleaning my house, David. It's so funny that you said
the
that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But nobody's saying I'm the LeBron James of that stuff.
Yeah, not yet.
I'm the LeBron James's.
I'm the LeBron James of switching teams.
What?
Oh.
That
if
was,
you go from gay to straight, you can.
Oh, that was so.
Sorry, LeBron.
Oh, but you didn't go back.
I started somewhere, then I left.
Now, if you go back to straight, then you are
yeah,
really.
Yeah, then I'm really the true
LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
You would have to, like, post it. How would you, like, would you go back in the vault? No.
That's a
no,
small group
I think
of people.
Jordan did, you know, leave a team and then retire with the Wizards.
If you do go back after being gay, though, do you like making an announcement to your family? Like, do you.
A second announcement.
You sit everybody down and you're like, listen, I know this may be hard to hear and it may be a little confusing, but I need you to respect my life. teach of respect who I am. I'm straight. My shoes are dirty that I have on right now. I should probably not. Nobody ever said that. My shoes are dirty.
I don't care about
dirty. These guys don't
shoes
care.
Cost too much right now. I'm in a pursuit of just trying to attain a budget to where I can start up a shoe game. Like, you got all these sneakerheads. Like, at the barbershop, you got all these kids that's coming in every day. And like, oh, I'm a sneakerhead. I'm like, no, your parents are sneakerheads.
Yeah.
And you get the benefit.
You're not buying those yourself.
Yeah.
I have a pretty dope sneaker collection.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
because when I was on tour, the tent would be set up in these parking lots of all these ratchet hood malls. And
right.
we would go in and I could find exclusive Adidas that nobody will probably ever find anywhere else. Like, I'm wearing 7 in kids' shoes, which takes my budget way down, and get a dope pair of Adidas that, like I said, nobody will ever, you'll ever see on anybody's feet for $20.
Yeah.
I got some Speedy Gonzalez Adidas that are stupid dope. Never see them again, ever, in the history of life.
Well, with a couple
Elba.
Of you gotta find some kid in the mall, man, who's looking for a $20 come up. Just let him know what you're looking for, and then, I mean, you'll get it
mm-hmm.
for $20 extra. To hell with standing in line, or to hell with paying triple the price just because you want to get it online. No.
Yeah.
Just go to the ratchet mall.
Find you a 16-year-old in a ratchet mall, throw them $20 the day before, and they'll be happy to get a damn cookie cake.
Those cookie cakes are so good. I'm not mad at that decision.
Yeah.
I mean,
imaginary teenager.
Cookie cakes or ice cream cakes from Dairy Queen?
I don't like ice cream cakes at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not so much.
I'm going to get you an ice cream cake for your birthday.
Sick.
She just said she hated it.
I know, I'm like, I hate them. I'm going to get you one for the most special day of the year. The day that celebrates you, I'm going to get what you detest most. Why don't you bring my boyfriend, too? Why don't you get Andrew to bring an ice cream cake over on my birthday? That would just make it really special.
Andrew.
Suck a good Andrew. Poor Andrew. I feel bad for him considering the fact that I wrote a book about how terrible of a person he was. When you inspire a book writing on being, you came just in time with Tiffany P.S. because they've, I hope they make Holla. And
Holla!
It's almost ready.
Holla!
Can we
spell
Holla?
It real quick? Yeah, spell it real quick.
C-H. You want to take it, Reggie?
A-L-L-A-H.
Yeah,
and
there
I'll
you go.
Out. Challa.
Or, correctly, Holla.
Oh, did you hear it?
Holla.
Holla.
Like a stopped up individual.
Holla.
Like Gucci, man.
And the bigger it is, the longer you have to hold that out.
Come on, that's what she said. Come on. That's exactly what she said, Jay.
Yeah, that's definitely what she said.
That's what she said is like our go-to for everything.
Well, do you remember, because that's what she said was in when I was a kid, and then it like left.
I think The Office brought it back.
The Office?
I think that's what it was.
We should actually Google that. Who did that's what she said come back and say?
The etymology of that's what she said.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Etymology,
yeah.
Yeah.
Etymology.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell etymology?
Yeah,
I
like
that.
I'm
going to
add that to the dictionary.
My repertoire.
Yeah.
That's going in then.
See the etymology of my hand?
There you go.
Face.
I can see the etymology of your mouth when it meets your
mouth.
Oh. I definitely need to know the etymology of your mouth because I need to know where it's been and how it got here.
Yeah, it said black stuff.
What?
Gross. Your oral conversation. I need to know the etymology of your sexual past. That doesn't even...
Well, one time, there was one time I went down and didn't come back up.
So etymology is essentially another word for history.
Yeah, it's the origins of a word.
Mm-hmm.
Like the derivation. There's another one from from like Greek or Latin or wherever
derivation.
It came from. Mm-hmm.
I thought that's right what too. They do when they grow plants.
It might be.
Derivation.
I don't know much about plants.
It was irrigation.
Oh.
Let me get etymology tatted on my chest.
You don't know my etymology in English.
Oh, man, what's that mean?
Plant.
Thank God.
But if they spelled it like a name, Ed, O, period, etymology.
Ed, O-mology.
Are you spelling Molly?
Papa Molly, I'm really am twin. I don't know why.
That fan over there is annoying.
Yeah, it's probably it.
Year.
Might be what?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. The yakka. I mean,
challa.
Challa.
Oh, yeah, it's because the oven's on.
$1 make you challa.
Challa.
Challa for a dollar.
Is there anything else we need to get out of?
My pants.
What?
Nope.
Is there anything I can do to help the swelling go down?
Nope, it's all natural.
No, they say if it's still up for 4 hours, I gotta go somewhere.
To the doctor.
No, to the little Asian ladies on Beaufort Highway.
Do they do that out there?
Did they do that?
Where they do that
special.
At? I don't know. I got nothing else.
I believe it's tax free weekend coming up this weekend.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
So it's like everywhere is Delaware. That's what they should just call this weekend.
Well, no, okay, it's just going back to school.
I can lie.
Items. No, I mean like
any of us could be going to grad school right now.
Like you can't go get a bottle of water with no tax. I mean, maybe you could.
What about alcohol?
Go to the airport.
Huh?
You might drink alcohol at school.
No, I mean if it's tax free, is it legal to do tax free on alcohol?
Go to the airport. Duty free. Duty free means tax free.
Duty free?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah, at the airport.
If you say duty free.
No, you don't, it's not a code word.
I'd like a Heineken. Duty free.
Wink, wink.
Duty free, sir.
You can just start trying to use that around town on anything.
Hey, duty free.
I need to get that 3.5.
Duty free.
Duty free.
Man,
place.
I do want some duty free gas on this one.
We're paying taxes on gas.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah, and do you know we pay to transport the gas over here?
We pay to get it here, we pay to pump it.
And we pay to advertise it.
And we may pay to make those motherfuckers rich.
Oh, yeah, that's, but I don't get that. Like, why do we, all right, look, I know.
Because there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm going to start lying and telling people I'm next in line for the Exxon fortune. I'm going to tell them my great-great-grandfather.
Buying barrels of oil.
I'm gonna say I'm part of the Cisco family.
What about you, Dave? Smart car family?
I'm gonna be a part of the British Petroleum family. They've all spilled oil. They just did it one time recently.
Huge time recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're coming up on the witching hour, guys. Anything else we need to add in? As always. We're excited about Kaylin. We're going to be rooting for you, my dude, this week. Atlanta's top comic Thursday night.
Shout out to my daughter because the next time we'll be on air, it will be after her birthday. Her birthday is Monday, so she'll be 5.
Happy birthday, sweet angel.
Happy birthday, little Jalen. So that'll mean that you can give her the trophy for her birthday.
Yep.
There we go.
I want me a trophy.
Ah. Coincidentally, they have an award for that. Trophies. All right, well,
thank you all so much.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have somebody with a vagina in the building. I'm usually the only female here.
Okay?
Oh, sorry. My bad.
She's going back straight. Be tuned in next week when she comes
in a dress.
Back
there's so
in
many
the
dudes.
Closet.
Epiphany's so hot. There'd be so many dudes that are just like sitting there like, is she straight yet? Not yet.
Yeah, like, what time? Now? What time is it? And she's turning straight at midnight. Calm down.
12:01, guys. 12:01.
She's t-shirts.
It would be like a guy
she's
like your mom.
She's gonna throw on some Target lashes. But when Epiphany goes straight, she's going to be very obnoxious. She's going to stalk through your phone more. She's gonna be jealous more. Yeah, all the things
that
straight girls
do. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of my future.
Yeah.
Well, at midnight I'm gonna be gay.
Oh.
I decided it just now.
Well, so that means we have a 1 minute.
We got a window, baby.
It's going to be like
what?
Freaky Friday.
1 minute window.
Man, that's all I need.
Got to go fast.
In the lesbian world, is one minute. I'm really bad at it. I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
You all and all kind of shit in that 1 minute.
Right? Pretzel up, homie. Pretzel up.
Do
what?
Oh.
In that 1 minute, we will have had sex. Gotten engaged, moved in together.
Ball Jackson, another little brother.
Ball Jackson, a brother, a sister. And the OG.
That's how a man, by the way, would sweep Reggie off her feet.
Buy another dog?
Oh, my God.
No, I would not. I don't want another dog.
No. Like, if he came in with, like, a friend for Jackson.
If I met a guy and he had a dog and he loved his dog as much as I love Jackson... Then
like the dogs loved each other,
and the dogs got along really great.
Yeah.
That would have to be.
Reggie would be like, I'm done with
I
everything.
Mean, look how Jackson's looking at me right now. Just,
yeah,
that 1 minute window
true.
Is looking really
well. The etymology
good.
Of her eyes.
The etymology. She isn't. She just needs somebody to come along as a partner for me. I think that's what she wishes. Jackson certainly doesn't care if I'm gay or straight. She's like, can we just get somebody else to help out with these bills around this mother, please?
Hello.
Anybody?
We should come out with a show called Gay or Straight, where you go on speed dating, blind speed dates, and you don't know who you're dating.
Oh, that's Atlanta anyway, honey.
That's Atlanta anyway.
That's like, just go out to an Atlanta club. That's a gay speed date.
Oh.
Be like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. What's your name? Fred? Great.
Hey,
do you suck dick? Have you ever sucked dick? Do you say dick? Do you like dick? Dick? Do you want some dick, Fred?
If
you're still there.
I put my finger up your
Or you'd be like, no. And then behind closed doors, you'd be like, remember that thing you mentioned?
Do it quick.
Just try it.
Let's
like find another use of this KY jelly. Sorry, my best. Everybody. Sorry. Kaylin Olu, this Thursday.
Speaking
of KY jelly, let's slide on out of this show really quick.
Kaylin Olu, where I'll be posting all my future shows, and definitely come out Thursday night.
This is DEFYENT, spells defiant while we're talking spelling and all that. That's me on Instagram. Don't worry about anything else. All you need is Instagram.
And I'm comedian Reggie Jackson. I'm comedian Reggie Jackson on everything.
On everything.
Listening to this show, you already know who I am anyway. So, comedianreggiejackson.com is coming very soon. And sometime in the next week, I'm going to start a Kickstarter auction to try to help me out with a few things, including the publishing of my book, getting to LA. So stay tuned for that, and we'll build it this week, and I'll talk about that all next week. And all right, well, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys next week. I already got Epiphany. Oh, what's your Epiphany?
Epiphany is Marsha _ Machete. Check me out, yo.
I would not have guessed that.
What's the etymology of that?
A little bit of narcissism and a little bit of
cut 'em
up,
you know?
Lost my keys.
All right.
I got it.
I still don't get it, but I'll take your word
Marsha,
for
Marsha,
it.
Marsha.
Okay.
The Brady Bunch.
Cut
'em
up. Oh.
So Marsha on the Brady Bunch was very vain and full of herself.
Okay.
She got hit with the football and it ruined her life.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay. So that's the vanity and
she
the
all
injury.
That's the etymology.
Marsha
all
right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
Table talk.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.